You've worked hard since you arrived in the city, gained loads of experience, developed your skills. Everywhere you look, you see something you helped build. But now, you're looking to the future. And maybe you're thinking about where you come from. In Ireland, we need planners, carpenters, plumbers, roofers, engineers, architects, site managers, and more. We need you, with all your skills and knowledge, to help us build thousands of homes. You've built the world. Now come back and build the home that built you. For more information, visit gov.ie/buildingIreland. Brought to you by the Government of Ireland.
Off the ball. Rugby.
I think he'd probably break my heart next Saturday, beating Munster fellas around Croke Park and trying to be on a dominant Leinster side. We'll see, obviously, about that.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
The News Round on Off the Ball.
With UPMC Orthopaedic Care. When things don't move, rotate or bend like they used to, choose us to help you get back in action.
This is News Talk.
Good evening, you're welcome along to Thursday night's Off the Ball. We're on your radio until 10 o'clock tonight. Brian O'Driscoll in studio from 7:30, looking ahead to Leinster against Munster this weekend at Croke Park. From 8 o'clock then we're going to have Fergus Farrell in studio. He's got an incredible story. He's a former Galwegians rugby player. He's a good soccer player in his day as well. He claims to have kept David Ford out of the local Galway teams when he was a goalkeeper on his way up. He suffered a terrible injury in his adult life then, where he did serious damage to his spinal cord, was told that there was around a 0% chance of him ever walking again. But he walked into studio today and he walked out of studio today. He's had a remarkable recovery, but his journey is so much more than that. He's got an incredible story and he's written a book, and that's coming your way after 8 o'clock. And on the football show from 9 o'clock, Harry Redknapp is going to join us on the line to talk about how much he loves Arsenal. Under the cover, Arsenal fan, it turns out, Harry Redknapp all along. 087-9180-180 is our number if you want to drop us a WhatsApp message. Cameron Hill is here. Hello, Cameron.
Good evening, Owen.
And Stephen Doyle is here. Did you know Harry was a gooner?
When I heard that news today, it was actually Adrian Barry who relayed it to me when you were doing the interview. And I literally had that, the Larry David, Curb Your Enthusiasm shock meme. I kind of fell backwards almost. So I was just like, huh? I was convinced he was a Bournemouth man from a young boy. I was convinced he was always Bournemouth through and through. I think he's a season ticket holder with the Cherries, isn't he?
But he was saying that he would never have become a manager if it wasn't so expensive to become a taxi driver in Bournemouth. That was his plan after playing, was to try and become a cabbie in the South Coast. And he just didn't have the 15 grand or whatever it was to do that. So he's like, oh, I got to go look for something else in life. And it turned out all right for him, the old management.
Is that why he always did the famous Sky Sports deadline day? was his fantasy role play as a taxi driver. This is my chance to be what I always wanted to be, a taxi driver, sticking my head out the window, chatting away to the public.
That would have been a good follow-up question, Steve-O, had I thought of it earlier. Harry Redknapp coming up after 9 o'clock. We do want to start tonight, though, by talking about the overlap. Is that what it's called? Like, I'm always reluctant to talk about the overlap because it feels that it's so well discussed in different places. But both of you came to me saying, we have to talk about the fact that we've got Roy Keane versus Rory McIlroy. So I watched this clip, 20 minutes ago, about Rory McIlroy slamming the snowflakes in Bethpage Black. And to be honest with you, if you had asked AI to write what Roy Keane might say in relation to the Europeans having their feelings hurt in Bethpage Black, it's exactly what Roy Keane ended up saying in reality. For people who've missed this, what's he taking issue with?
It was actually Cameron relayed news to me, because something I have to admit, I actually haven't listened to a full episode of that podcast, not because I don't like it or anything like that. It's just, I just never get around to it. And the odd time, you'll watch kind of those elongated clips, maybe you'll see on social media or whatever. But Cam told me this about what kind of Roy Keane had been saying about Rory McIlroy. They've been ended up having a back and forth. It wasn't exactly a back and forth, but
no.
I kind of came down on the side of Roy Keane with what you told me anyway.
Yeah. For whatever reason, unlike him, he's come on the curmudgeon-y side of all this stuff. So, fill everybody in. Roy Keane offered his thoughts on the reaction from Team Europe towards the verbal abuse from home fans at last month's Ryder Cup. So, of course, you'll remember the players were subjected to, let's call it, unruly behaviour at Bethpage Black. A beer was thrown at McIlroy's wife, Erica, in the stands, for instance. Now, McIlroy came out yesterday and said he feels this year's edition of the tournament is being remembered for the wrong reasons. Now, Keen was on the podcast today and said, I'm no expert on golf, but you're telling me these players were under pressure because a few people were shouting, come to Leeds or Anfield on a Tuesday night, let me tell you. These guys play in big tournaments every week, so all of a sudden, they're going to be upset by a few yanks. You've got McIlroy, he's won all the big prizes. Do you think he's going to be upset with a few by a few people? It's ridiculous. I mean, the chorus of a lot of like Ian Wright and whoever else was on that pod, Gary Neville as well, laughing a la whenever a manager makes a joke in a press conference and the press pack think it's the funniest thing in the world.
Now, if anyone loves the sensation of being told we're a great bunch of lads as Irish, you should watch the full exchange because Ian Wright says the fans were, you know, despicable over there. You're not going to get that from the Irish fans in a dare manner in 2 years' time. Like they were very respectful Irish golf fans. Thank you, Ian, on behalf of the nation. We really, really appreciate that.
Is he looking for a nice hotel from Mr. McManus down there? Is he maybe for the tournament?
He's heard there's a great road he needs to try out. Yeah, you know.
let him cut the ribbon on the Adair bypass. Ian Wright, you're more than welcome. So that is it's stick to football. What did I call it? The overlap.
They're all the same.
Stick to football is the one where they all sit around the breakfast bar, isn't it?
But they did this in an exotic location, it looked like.
Yeah, it looked really good wherever they were. They always seem to.
Probably Limerick, was it?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. It's actually in Bethpage. Yeah.
But like, he does, and listen, you know, I did think there was something kind of, there was a slight bit of sanctimony from Rory McIlroy when he came out and said the stuff about, you know, it's, golf should be better than this kind of stuff, like, you know. And I can see what, like, listen, Keane is always going to get, you know, I suppose, laughed at for coming out with the kind of same old man footballer kind of complaining about these young bucks. But, like, there is a grain of truth to what he's saying because, like, it's a golf tournament. You know, you've got about 10 finance bros up in the crowd at Bethpage shouting abuse at the golfers. And while it's not very pleasant, like, Keane has a point. Go to Elland Road, go to Anfield as a Manchester United player, and you've got 30 or 40,000 supporters spitting venom at you for 90 minutes. That is far, far worse. Like, the golf players or the golfers do need to get over themselves a little bit over this.
Yeah, except at like Leeds and at Anfield, you don't have a hype woman saying F you Rory to hype the crowd up and get them all energised. And as well, like I was saying it outside, golf is slightly different in that, at least in field sports like soccer and rugby and Gaelic games as well, if something like that really gets under your skin from the crowd, you do have the opportunity of, you know, using that energy built up in a sort of physical cathartic moment where you just go in on a player or you make an extra tough challenge or take man and ball. In golf, you don't really have that. You kind of just have to get it out of your head. So I can understand why there might be a little bit of a case-by-case basis when it comes to verbal abuse from the fans.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Your only comeback is George Bush, now watch this drive.
Yeah.
Whenever anybody says anything.
Well, like, they did, they gave it back to the fans. Like, they did have their bit of release and, like, as I was saying to Cam earlier, like, what better way to kind of get that pent-up anger out than whacking a ball down the fairway? Like, that's certainly cathartic enough in itself. And I think I know what you're saying about the hype woman thing. There's 30,000 bloody hype women and men in those crowds at Anfield and
but they're all enmeshed with one another. You can't hear the individual roars because there's no silence at the at the start. I think as well, the thing that sticks in a lot of people's craws is the, is that a plural that you can use? It's the fact that a lot of partners were targeted with the verbal abuse. And then of course Roy Keane was like, well, leave your wife at the hotel then. So again, type into AI, what would Roy Keane say when I just miss, leave your wife at the hotel?
That said, like, you know, famously, football people never get, families never get abused when they're at games and stuff. Like, it does happen, yeah. It's like, I you know, at the end of the day, generally Keane comes out with this kind of cliche stuff, but it's cliche because generally he's right or he's got a point. You know,
I don't know. The news round is with UPMC Sports Surgery Clinic. When things don't move, rotate or bend like they used to, choose us to help you get back in action. Our number is 0879 180 180. If you want to drop us a WhatsApp, Cameron, where are you starting?
Well, Owen, Crowley versus Prendergast is on, baby. Leinster and Munster both naming strong sides for this weekend's URC Interpro clash at Croke Park. Gary Ringrose, James Ryan and Jamison Gibson-Park are among those returning for the hosts in seven changes from the win over the Sharks at the Aviva Stadium last time out. Munster, meanwhile, have made 10 changes from last weekend's win over Edinburgh in Cork. Second week in a row that Clayton McMillan's made 10 changes to his side. Captain Tadhg Byrne makes his first appearance since this summer's Lions tour, while Edwin Adogbo gets a first start in almost 2 years. Now, Munster have won all three of their games in the URC so far this season, but have only led once at half-time, and McMillan feels the leadership shown by his players is the reason that they've been able to grind out victories.
I personally think our leaders, the ones that we've got here, the ones we've been trying to grow and emerge, have been doing a really good job. But you never quite that, you know, the what you feel during your week doesn't really get, you don't see the fruits of your labour until it gets tested under pressure. And, you know, we've certainly been put under pressure in every game that we've played, and we haven't always got it right. And it's been really, really good meetings on Monday when we have a leadership meeting, dissecting the game away from the bulk of the squad and really challenging decisions that we made, what we would do different and if put in similar situations. So I think there's a growing awareness around what their role is out on the field. At halftime, I think, you know, the last couple of weeks it's just been evident we haven't been there physically. And if we wanted to get an outcome in either of those games, then we needed to see a sharp shift, otherwise we'd be at the wrong end of the scoreboard. So it hasn't been anything magical that's happened at halftime. It's just been around being honest and then getting an adequate response.
It kind of feels that it's going to be one of these weeks where expectations are really low, where Munster are going to beat Leinster. I know they did it a couple of seasons ago, but that was one of these weeks as well where they were massive underdogs going into that URC semi-final. So I don't know, what are we thinking here? Could this be the week where Munster pulled the rabbit out of the hat?
Yeah, I think so. Why not? Leinster haven't really gotten off to one of their great starts in the league so far this season. Had their struggles down in South Africa, bringing back so many lines into the team at the same time. Like, what's their 4 or 5 seasonal debuts in that Leinster team in the 15? Another couple off the bench, like Tan Chee and Andrew Port. Like, it is crazy, some of the quality they're bringing off the bench as well. But just something about, I like McMillan. He's a kind of no-nonsense character, and it is kind of interesting the way he's talking about the fitness there and how they're not quite there yet. Is he maybe just trying to play a bit of rope-a-dope with Leinster ahead of this game? And could I just say, Edwin Adogbo, I was watching his post-match from last week, and I'm just delighted for this fella. Like, nearly 2 years on the sidelines with an injury, and he comes back. This is his first start now this weekend, and he comes across as such a great fella, and he was thanking all the players, the staff, and all the families around Munster for their support while he was out of action. And he just comes across such a likeable guy. And, like, what a game to make your first start after nearly 2 years. Croke Park against the enemy. It's just brilliant. There's something, I think this Munster team could put in an inspired performance this weekend.
Well, I think they have a point to prove. Like, one thing that struck me last year about that game was, you know, the whole emotion of the occasion, being back in Croke Park, memories of 09, full house at GAA HQ, and Leinster just cutting that completely out and destroying them over 80 minutes. I know that Gerry Thornley was on Monday Night Rugby this week saying that it was closer than maybe the scoreline or the scores suggest, that Munster left a lot out there. But, like, Michael Milne and Edwin Adogbo must be pretty pissed off that they're not in this Ireland squad. I would say that they have a point to prove now to Andy Farrell on Saturday to go, look, listen, are you going to only pick 4 of us for November? Is that as good as we are? I think if you were Clayton McMillan or if you were Mike Prendergast or anyone involved in that backroom team in Munster, you'd be stoking up those flames and saying, is this a side that deserves 21 players in this squad?
Gavin Coombs as well.
Yeah, Gavin Coombs.
Yeah, you're right. It would be silly to not be telling them during the week, God, I'm reading this Ireland squad. Like, yeah, I'm reading loads of Leinster names here.
Since when are we Ulster?
Yeah. it's just so exciting to see Adogbo back in the starting 15 as well. I thought he was really good when he came off the bench in the second half. A couple of really powerful carries against Edinburgh last Friday night as well. So just brilliant to see him back on the pitch. So, I don't know, it's a hunch. If you analyse the evidence, and I think the bookies are given Munster a 13-point head start in the game on Saturday. So the evidence suggests that you wouldn't be overly hopeful. But there's just a hunch that it's going to happen on one of these weeks when we don't really expect it. What have you got next, Cameron?
Well, Connacht are welcoming back all of their Lions contingent for this weekend. Owen So, Bundiaki, Finlay Beelam and Mac Hansen are in the team for tomorrow's clash with the Bulls. Caelan Blade and Josh Iwani form a new halfback partnership with Kian Prendergast captaining the team from the back row.
Barry's been in touch to say, ah, lads, both circumstances can be bad. They don't need to be compared as to which is the worse. Could you imagine the hullabaloo if, say, Harry Kane's wife had a beer thrown at her?
Sorry, I shouldn't laugh at that. It's just
you were being po-faced earlier, Steve, and now you're laughing at Harry Kane having his family attacked with beer.
Oktoberfest wearing lederhosen. Of course you've got to get beer. So
that's actually what he signed up for. It's actually in the small print. That would generally be awful.
No, it is. It's not. It should be condoned.
Yeah, 087-9180-180. If you've got any more thoughts on whether or not people should have beers thrown at them at sports events, you're moving on to something else, Cameron.
Yeah, Shane Lowry, the overnight leader after day one of golf's DP World India Championship. The Offaly man is 8 under par after a stunning bogey-free round of 64 in New Delhi today. Rory McIlroy carded a 3 under par round of 69 this morning. Lowry feels the strengths of his style of play work well with the course's layout.
Yeah, well, I just think the type of golf course suits me. It's like, you know, you need to shape it around the course, you need to hit in position off the tee, and it's all about your iron play. And, you know, my iron play is my strength, one of my strengths, and I took advantage of that today and, you know, managed to roll a few putts in on the back nine, which was nice.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Moving on to Gaelic games, the GPA has expressed their frustration with the lack of progress on integration so far. A delegation representing the body spoke before an Oireachtas committee yesterday on the merging of the three Gaelic games organisations. GPA Chief Executive Tom Parsons stressed that integration is not a problem to be solved. And Aisling Maher made the point as well. She was also at this meeting that she's been frustrated with the lack of communication from the top down so far.
I think that communication is hugely important here, and change is slow. Change in the GAA in particular is probably slow, and I think that the more clarity and transparency there is around the integration process, the more communication there is with clubs as to how this is going to happen, what the path forward is going to be, will afford time for the people involved to get their heads around that change and to think about what that's going to look like on a practical level for each club individually. And my fear with the 27 deadline at the minute is that there hasn't been enough communication with everybody on the ground, and not just inter-county players but all members of all GAA clubs, and the more that they're communicated with as to what will be expected and what it will look like gives them time and space to see how that will fit and where the potential issues might be.
Aisling Maher speaking there on the challenges facing integration at the moment. That is Thursday night's news round. I think there's been a really negative reaction to Steve-O laughing at Harry Kane's wife having a beer thrown at her, to the point where our sound op, Pete Malloy, is actually resigning in protest. Pete, this is your final day with Off the Ball. You're welcome to the other side of the glass.
Thanks very much. It's weird to be here. Do I speak into this red fluffy thing? Yeah? Them,
which is turned on, actually, remarkably. you've been an absolute stalwart of this place. You are moving on to go full time as the guy at the back of the festival stage. So if anybody looks around him and they're at a festival
tent.
You're the guy at the back. Ever since I've been working on Off the Ball, you've been here working with us from the goal shifts on a Saturday afternoon to running the news round here on a Saturday evening. How do you feel?
Yeah, you guys just got me on here to cry, didn't you?
Yeah, 100%
first time on 15 years. Yeah, it's an end of an era. It's kind of crazy, to be honest. I was thinking about it today. I've got loads of messages in, and I'm kind of reconsidering my decision.
Right.
No, it's good. To be honest, it's been a long, long time. It was amazing to work on this show. It was. It really was. Like, I remember, as you say, goal reports on the weekends. I remember your first couple of weeks in the studio with me. And Jair Gilroy used to doing quick fire, going to grounds. You'd have grounds, go, 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 go. And Owen comes in and he's like, no, we'll just go in chronological order. And to be honest, that was the nicest thing that anyone's ever done for me. So, And then from then, I knew you'd do really well. Sorry, I should stop tapping the desk. I know exactly what everyone's talking about before.
God's sake.
Yeah, I going, seeing you grow into the position that you're in is one of the highlights of my career, to be honest.
Oh, jeez, that's very nice.
That's true, yeah, that's true. Everybody, yeah.
It's been, do you know something? This man, like, he's one of the most calmest people when it comes to being in a bit of trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Like, from my own point of view, being at live games, doing comedies and that kind of stuff, literally just last Tuesday night, we were having trouble getting in on the line from the Ireland-Armenia game. And, like, the one thing you always know is that just sit back, relax, you know, Pete's going to sort this out.
Yeah.
At the other end, Pete is probably losing his bloody mind.
Yeah, yeah. You know,
not too much
from like producing on Sundays when things are not going well. Like the line maybe isn't coming from the stadium, and you just tell Pete, and you'd know from the tone of the okay whether he's annoyed or whether it's actually going to be fine.
Yeah. Always gets fixed though.
Always got fixed.
Yeah. I think we have a clip of some of the errors. No, I wanted everybody to know outside how it feels when they throw the audio that's not there.
Yeah.
No.
Emma's heart just leapt out of her chest there. You got to give us your power rankings. Number one off the ball presenter of all time. Pete, you've worked here for 15 years.
Well, sorry, Owen, but I have to say Joe. Okay. Joe is my number one. I apologize.
Don't ask a question. You don't want the answer.
Close second.
Thanks very much.
I don't know, to be honest, it's hard to pick. There's so many of you guys, and you're all really, really brilliant at what you do. And then the new guard, well, I call you guys the new guard, yourself, Tommy, Shane, coming up. Like, it's a big, big group of talented men here. And women, sorry, and women. Apologies, yeah.
Yeah, you're a natural, Pete. I mean, you obviously the next stage of your career is coming back in front of the microphone. The unflappable Pete Malloy. Thank you very much for an unbelievable stint of service to Off the Ball and to the wider News Talk station as well. Best of luck with everything.
Thanks very much.
Catch you at a festival.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
The News Round on Off the Ball
with UPMC Orthopaedic Care. When things don't move, rotate or bend like they used to, choose us to help you get back in action.
This is News Talk.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.